Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 22nd of January, and here in Auroville is sunny, yet cold at 18 degrees Celsius, and today we can expect partly sunny, with a shower in spots, and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures between low of 21 to high of 27, with heat index on 29 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 6%. Following is a short interview with Lucas from Water Maintenance Service about the drilling that is occurring next to Elephant Tower at residential zone.
This is Luca.
Yeah, good morning. We noticed the drilling tower and the tents. So could you tell us what is going on?
Because the residential zone and the city is expanding, there are three major projects coming in.
Yes.
In the residential zone, the water is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a growth called parallel to the growth of the city. There is a growth of the water needs of the city. And the residential zone is another moment there, but after will be for us the whole city, you know, that's where we are prepared to go. So these three major projects need water. So
yes,
we need a number of borewell. So far, the supply of the city is given by three scrappy borewell. They are almost finished. One is giving trouble, has been disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of water come from Courage. It's absolutely polluted. So the situation is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go now for good borewell because they water table are going low and the city need water.
Mm-hmm.
So we need borewell and this will be one and we need it even more. So the city has to be insured of the water. So we will have to do one borewell but even more than one. That is the need. Otherwise you guys will get no water.
Mm. So you have any idea how much this new bored well will provide us?
We have a strong discussion with all sorts area of opinion that the geologic strata that will result the output of water that bored well, we are not 100% sure. In this area, we know that it's tough. It's very tough in this area. The good area is the area of Fraternity, our model. That is a good area to take the water and maybe even bring it here, but we don't have the money for that.
But that will require lots of infrastructure, lots of pipes to come up,
We need like 3 or 4 kilometers. That's why I'm also involved with the desalination plant. Because I'm interested to do something with them also.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we can expect from this borewell not much more than 15, 20, but I don't know. Let's wait 3 days, 4 days, and I can tell you.
Okay.
Underground of Auroville, there are four major underground rivers, four sources, or they call it. So if we hit the right one, we'll be okay. But even there are subsare, you know, like mini streams. So if we are lucky that we hit the stream, that will be good. We made, anyway, a ground survey.
Mm-hmm.
We spend money. We maybe pay people to make surveys. So we are doing as much professional, scientific as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And they say in that spot is a good spot. So we are drilling, of course, where we made it. I can give you some all the name and everything. They say it's a good spot. If it is so, we can expect that 15 cubic meter an hour output will be very happy.
Mm-hmm. That's good, yeah.
But there's no guarantee now. We don't know. We are only down at 80 meters right now, 83 meters.
Oh, so the soil is really hard. You're drilling through the rock.
There was some calcare, not really rock. It just takes some time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was some complaint. You had to work night and day. People are mumbling complaints. Otherwise, it will take too long.
The work has to be done.
They do their own rhythm. This team, they know what they are doing. They are doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to work night and day. We start Tuesday night, Wednesday, tonight and today we made 80 meters. So we need to, and then it becomes slower. No, but it goes fast and the drilling goes a little bit. Anyway, so we are expecting 3-4 days to finish everything.
Okay, so people should just relax a little bit and wait because the water is needed, yeah?
It's absolutely the water. The situation is absolutely not good. Okay. We didn't want to alarm anybody, but the situation is not good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not good. I mean, you know, that's how it goes all over the region. All over India is happening, even we can say. So the water table is going down. All the bore wells are inefficient because we need to change all the pumps. There's no money. Nobody wants to spend money. The city does not provide this cause. Lavenir doesn't give us the money for the bore well. No?
Mm-hmm. So where
to raise them.
So for this drilling, where did you get the money from?
Basically, it's donation and it's the connecting charges in the every new project give a share of money. So every new connection, give a new project and any single unit of the project, give us a connecting fee. That is what we managed to get a bore well. Otherwise, there's not even money for that. Our avenue does not give money for bore well.
Okay.
Yeah, my people complain because they have to pay something, but at the moment there is no other way that the new project contribute for the water need and mean the new bore wells. Otherwise, we cannot give. Otherwise, you have to start to cut the water.
Yeah, otherwise, we'll have not only power cuts, we'll have water cuts, yeah?
Maybe, yeah.
Thanks a lot, Lucas. Yeah. Have a nice day. Bye. And now let us go through the calendar with events for this weekend, which clearly express the diversity of events and the fact that the busiest season of the year is here. The Orwell Theatre Group started with new production, The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare, yesterday, and it will continue today and tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center. Today between 4 to 5 p.m. at Sire at Teacher Center, we are invited to an informal inauguration of Teacher Center with a slideshow on education from early years in Orwell. And at 7 p.m. also today, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Yatra, a tribute to Odissi dance beginnings. Yatra uses a blend of agile and lyrical dance movements drawing from Odissi, Gotipua, and Sabyatra tradition. It interprets the idea of puja or ritual celebration of the Lord on the stage, presenting a meditative view of the vocabularies of these traditions. And tomorrow we are invited by Adi Shakti to Libertas, a dance performance from Korea, directed by Sing Chak Hong, performed by Sing Chak Hong and Young Ai Choi. Sing Chak Hong is the world's renowned avant-garde dancer and choreographer. In the 70s and 80s, for more than 20 years, she worked with her own dance company, Laughing Stone, in New York. On 24th, on Saturday, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Zones, starts with Sarang. In Sanskrit, sarang means to take delight and rejoice, an exhibition event on the two main Indian classic music traditions, Hindustani classical from the north to Carnatic music from the south, and exploration of their history, main features, instruments and the great masters. Sarang will display a wide variety of instruments, host music workshops and talks and live performances. So they will open on Saturday at 7 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, with Amita Dalal on sitar and Joy Vocal and Chandra on flute. At 8 p.m. it will be sitar performance with Amita Dalal. And on Wednesday 28th, again at Bharat Nivas at 6 p.m., it will be presentation of Surbar by Bhushan Koshiti, presentation Pakhavach by Vivek Kurangole. It will be presentation of Surbahar by Bhushan Koshiti, and a following presentation Pakhavach by Vivek Kurangale. After a short introduction of the above two instruments, the artist will give a recital. And on Saturday 24th at Shrima Tanto, fun and fundraising lunch for Lila Loka, and all proceeds will go towards the completion of their beautiful first building, and they need 8 more lakhs to go to complete the roof. They will serve pizza, cakes and several dishes prepared by well-wishers. A bus will leave from Solar Kitchen at 12 a.m. and leave from Shrima at 3 p.m. to drop at Solar Kitchen. On Sunday and Monday at 7:30 p.m., we are invited to the Big Bang Fire Spinning Performance at Visitor Center. The performance was written and it will be performed by 10 Auroville teenagers. The Big Bang is a fable of evolution, blending myth with a science. It tells the story of the creation of our universe. On Tuesday 27th at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to Indian Jugal Bandi concert, North and South Indian music together. We will hear Joel Eisenkrenner on North Indian slide guitar, Gordon Kolstange on South Indian bamboo flute and Rashmi Bhatt on tabla, and Heather Lee will accompany it with vocal. University of Human Unity starts with seminars, which would be going on from today until the middle of March. And on Thursdays, we will hear Nishtha Miller's advanced seminar in Vedic philology and philosophy from 5 to 6 p.m., which would be followed every Thursday by an advanced seminar in philosophical thought, the philosophy of consciousness between Hegel and Sri Aurobindo by Rod Hemsel. And on Saturdays, Ladislav Blosman will present Music as Self-Expression. From January 30th until 1st of February, at Visitor Center, we can see Aurora International Potters Market 2015 between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. And Resident Assembly Service invites us on Monday 26th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone to our workshop with Dr. Monica Sharma to learn to discover and express your inner truth. This workshop is a part of preparation work for the March retreat, facilitated by Aroma Revi, and it is for everybody who wants to be part of the shift towards a better Auroville. The retreat organization team would like to invite all Aurovillians seeking to effect true and meaningful change within themselves, in Auroville and in the world to register for this event. Two mainstream activities in Auroville are melting together, leading towards the March retreat. Practitioner coaches would be Helena, Bridget, Uma, Sanjeev, Air, Jaya and others. Trained by Monica Sharma over the last 2 years, we will co-facilitate the March retreat with the main facilitator Aroma Revi and the retreat organization team. This special Monday event is a great opportunity for all concerned people to come together for wisdom source action. It's a great opportunity to meet up with others who are already participating in the preparation leading towards the March retreat. And on Monday between 8:30 to 11 a.m. at AKM School, it will be exhibition done by their students of Tamil cultural arts as well as a showing of their science projects. And we should feel free and welcome to come and share their pride in their students' accomplishment. They will be also celebrating Republic Day with their usual flag-raising ceremony at 8:30 a.m. 26, it's India 66 Republic Day. And at that day, we are also invited to Bharat Nivas at 8:30 a.m. for flag hoisting, followed by snacks and tea. The day marks the sovereignty of the country, and on this day in 1950, the Constitution of India was adopted, replacing the Government of India Act from 1935 as the governing document of India. So the 26th of January was selected as Republic Day because it was on this day in 1930 when the Declaration of Indian Independence, Purna Swaraj, was proclaimed by the Indian National Congress. The signatory celebration of the event is a Republic Day parade in which this year the Women Armed Forces of India would take part for the first time in the capital city, New Delhi. And here are a couple of announcements. Basketball at Certitude Sports Ground happening every day at 5 p.m. And the Certitude basketball crew would like to encourage and invite all basketball enthusiasts, players and individuals who want to play or learn basketball to pass by the court and have fun. All are welcome, Aurelians too. The best times are from 5 p.m. onwards and the best days are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday 24th, the Tibetan doctor will be at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, and for your appointment you should call Zen Al Nyamgal on 262-2401. And on Monday, of course, because it's a Republican Day, the Auroville Bakery will be closed and they're asking us to pick Monday orders on Saturday. And they're also announcing that due to increase in the price of raw materials, the price of the bakery products will be increased from 26th for January onwards. But there's a more happy thought that's coming from Auroville Library, because they are introducing a collection of high-quality movies, mainly art and educative feature films from all over the world. Those films, there are almost 600, are all presented in high-definition transfer, a much better quality than the usual DVD, and which will allow us to experience the picture in a format close to the original silver print. The collection has been created for educative purposes for all those who love cinema in its art form, and propose to introduce famous classic filmmakers such as Akira Kurosawa, John Ford, Satyajit Ray, John Ronra, and also contemporary directors. The movies are to be downloaded on pen drive, so you have to come with your pen drive and leave it there. And when the movies would be uploaded on your pen drive, they would inform you through mail. And here's the word from us, because we are enjoying hosting an event together with the Genius Brothers and the French Pavilion and AVR France at the Visitor Center recently. Hopefully we will have similar events in the future. If you would like to support the radio and its immediate needs and long-term objectives of creating a media lab, your contribution to the radio account 251369 is greatly appreciated. We are always looking for volunteers to join us in the task of creating content. We are also looking for people training in website development in order to implement our project to merge a TV and radio site into a single site. Students and journalists are welcome to join us in sharing their experience and their time to improve our work. In January, our team will be working together to refocus and restructure our goals and talents. The sound barrier issue is on the way to concluding, so soon the sound will no longer be an issue. And of course, if you are not satisfied with what the culture events offers you, you can still go to the cinema, where they will screen tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Ma Da Dai, made in 1993 and directed by Akira Kurosawa. At Ecofilm Club at Sedano Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Cave, directed by Luis Psihoyo and made in 2009. At Visitor Center Movie tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Whiplash, which is a music drama, directed by Damien Chazelle. And tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen The Imitation Game, made in 2014. It's a biography drama thriller and directed by Morten Tildu. On Saturday 24th at 5 p.m. the French Pavilion present Orville, Respective of a Utopia, an exceptional document about Orville produced in 1972 by a French television crew. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see drama Inside Louis Davis, made in USA in 2013 by directed by Ethan Coen. On Saturday, biography drama music Get On Up, made in USA in 2014 by director Tate Taylor. And it's a movie about James Brown. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Mr. Peabody and Sherman, made in USA in 2014 by director Robert Minkoff. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see The Limits of Control, made in USA in 2009 and directed by Jim Jarmusch. And the mother wrote, "O Lord, awaken me in an ardent desire to know Thee. I aspire that my life may be consecrated to Thy service." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.